This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The swollen Mississippi River has taken its toll on Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi, and now the crest is moving south to Louisiana. The Army Corps of Engineers is planning to open a massive floodway today to try to spare Baton Rouge and New Orleans from the worst of the flooding. The Morganza floodway will divert a portion of the river through the Atchafalaya Basin. At a meeting with residents in Assumption Parish last night, Colonel Mark Jernigan of the Corps of Engineers said the sheer volume of water flowing down the Mississippi left them with no choice.
If we don't operate and we exceed the maximum capacity of the system along the Mississippi River, levees will be overtopped.
NPR's Greg Allen is in Baton Rouge and joins us now. Greg, thanks for being with us.
Sure, Scott.
To those of us who haven't been through this, this seems like a pretty drastic move to open a floodway that could displace 25,000 people. But there's no alternative?
No, that's the way it is, Scott. I mean, Corps officials say that it all comes down to how much water the Mississippi River, as it's currently engineered, can handle before flood control measures fail. The Corps has been closely monitoring the amount of water flowing down the Mississippi these last few weeks, and they say once the water reaches 1.5 million cubic feet per second, engineers have to begin diverting water through the Morganza floodway. What that would do is start dumping water into the Atchafalaya River, flooding the bayous and wetlands that are so much a part of this area. And if they don't take the water out of the Mississippi, the water level keeps rising there, and they run the risk that levees could fail in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and other communities on the river. That would potentially affect hundreds of thousands of residents. It would also disrupt shipping and other businesses in New Orleans, and that could cost millions of dollars a day to the region's economy.
So help us understand what's going to happen when those floodways are open later today. Flooding starts immediately?
Well, the floodway will open and water will start flowing in, but they say at first, the Corps says at first, that will add just about 10% of water to the current volume. They expect that amount will increase over coming days, of course. They'll have to divert more water through the Atchafalaya Basin as the week goes along. Also, after 3 days or so, water will begin to back up in the basin, and it's that back flooding that most residents are concerned about. To help prevent that back flooding, the local levee board has sunk 4 barges at a key point in one of the bayous, and they hope that will minimize flooding in many of these communities.
Now, earlier in May, the Army Corps of Engineers encountered a lot of opposition and even some lawsuits when they planned to try and open a similar floodway in Missouri. Any opposition in Louisiana?
No, not really. The people I've talked to here are pretty much resigned to the fact that the floodway is going to open. In some ways, they're almost impatient to get it, the Morganza opened. Part of this, I think, has to do with the fact that the floodway has been open before in recent memory, in 1973. There are also legal issues in Missouri over flooding, you know, that had to do with flooding easements, and those aren't an issue here. But I think also a lot of it has to do with attitudes. People here in Louisiana are used to living close to the river. Many make their living from the river, and they know that the Mississippi has a mind of its own. Yesterday, I talked to a lady named Cheryl Vaughn in Pierre Part. She was out filling sandbags with her son, working to build a 4-foot-tall levee around her house. I asked her why people aren't angry about the decision to open the floodway, and this is what she had to say.
We were all raised on the water. My dad made his living fishing. My son has fished. My son-in-law makes money fishing, so it's kind of like, you know, something you just have to do. I don't want to live in a city. I want to live here. But I just don't want to have to fight the water.
Greg, are people starting to evacuate?
Well, I have not seen that, Scott. I think several parishes I know have issued voluntary evacuation recommendations, you know, when conditions warrant, when the water starts to rise. But that'll be a few days yet before waters start to rise here. So people are working to protect their homes in the meantime. But, of course, it's early days. The Corps says the floodwaters are not expected to crest here for another week at least. And after that, it could be 2 to 3 weeks before floodwaters recede.
NPR's Greg Allen in Baton Rouge. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.